Well, we're just a week away from the debut of the Whitney Houston Hologram Tour. Bass Hologram has created a production involving a lifelike digital image of Whitney, her original recordings, and live musicians and backup singers. The curtain goes up in Sheffield, England next Tuesday with 11 more British shows, followed by 13 shows across Europe. Whitney's sister-in-law and former manager, Patty Houston, says a hologram show is all about the imagination and creating a wow factor that extends to an incredible experience to enjoy for years to come. Whitney is not with us, but her music will live with us forever. The producers promise an evening with Whitney Houston will also reach North America and Mexico, but no dates have been announced. What do you guys think about?
Didn't they do this with Biggie? Who did they do this with?
Tupac.
Tupac?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They did one show with Tupac and Snoop was just on stage that one. With him, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Snoop was scared. Didn't.
Yeah. Won't this feel kind of weird, though?
Yeah, And Natalie Cole did it, a variation of this with her dad, Nat King Cole, when she won all those Grammys for that album. But yeah.
I know that hologram can't go out. I know that.
What?
If the hologram go out, it's going to be a problem. What?
What do you mean?
You mean like technical issues?
Like, yeah, that's it. Ain't no the show must go on. That is it. You just got background people singing. That's it. If the hologram go out, we in trouble.
Well, I'm sure they rehearsed it and
ain't no backup hologram. Sure,
I'm just saying. I don't know if you know how much I loved Whitney Houston. You know this.
Yes,
I don't even know that. I don't know if I can go see it.
Yeah, I don't think. No. Like if they did Luther, I wouldn't want to see Luther.
Yeah,
But. Yeah, there's a reason, I guess, she's starting in Europe and then to see what the reaction is going to be and then to bring it over here. What do you think, Steve?
Well, black people gonna look at I think it's going to be interesting. You know, I can't imagine it not doing well. You know, I think it'll do well. Of course, there's always some people going to be leery, but there are enough fans. She's got a huge fan base. And so I think there's plenty of people
global.
That's going to like really enjoy going to see it, you know? And I'm pretty sure if her family got anything to do with it, it's going to be tastefully done, you know?
Yeah. So, would you go?
Would you? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Steve, would you go?
Be here.
I don't really go see dead
people.
Yeah.
Knew it.
I don't do it. Like if... Like
I knew it.
Like I don't even watch John Wayne movies.
What do you mean?
What?
You know.
Okay.
You can't even watch the movies after they're
gone. No, I mean once you're gone, I got to quit watching this. You know, that's just me. But that's just me. Yeah. You know, that ain't for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's.
Well, I've already said.
I don't think I could go. I don't think I could. Yeah. I would be just. Uneasy about it the entire time.
And too emotional because you would want her to be here, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you think about she's gone, then you get sad, you know?
Well, I think the question has been answered, you know, would she want to? And I think the answer is yes. You know, Marvin Gaye would want to be here touring. You know? No, you ain't.
We gotta go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.